Fighters, what's going on? Welcome today to the Contractor Fight Podcast. It's good to be with you here today. Guys, listen, I want to talk about something that I think doesn't get enough attention, or it gets the wrong attention, and that's the topic of discounting. How many times have you been, you know, in a sales situation and the customer will say something like, well, you know, you're $500 higher, so if you split the difference, you know, I'll do it with you, or can you come down in your price, and all this other shit. And what annoys me about this is, and I've been there, I've done this way back in the day where, I just thought, well, that's what you do. You got to negotiate. You got to come down in your price and, you know, you got to play the game. And we do that because we're fearful. We're fearful of taking a stand. We're fearful that we won't be able to, you know, have money coming in. And I get where this comes from, but I want to make the case here today of why I think in most cases, I notice I didn't say all, most cases, discounting your work is a terrible idea as a contractor. Now, the reason I said most and not all is there are very few of you there, but you're out there. There's a few of you that actually are rock stars when it comes to knowing your numbers. And you have a great team in place and you track the fuck out of your numbers and you know your budget and you understand your capacity and you understand billable man hours. You understand what you got to recoup, you know, to break even. And I can go on and on. A lot of things that we talk about here in the fight. So I want to acknowledge that there are some companies that have had a degree of success with discounting, but it's strategic discounting. Okay. And that's, so I'm not making the case today against strategic discounting, even though I'm not a fan of discounting to begin with. I'm talking about what most contractors do in the, like the example I gave earlier, like, hey, you're more expensive. Can you come down in your price? And then we discount. Okay. And so guys, that's really the context of where I'm coming from today. So hopefully you understand that I know there's some gray area. Okay. In fact, you know, one of my business partners in the Contractor Sales Academy, you know, and a lot of guys do this, but that are water feature contractors, a lot of the water feature guys, they do spring cleanouts and it's a crazy time. The phone rings off the hook. There's hundreds of ponds to clean. And you know, when the spring thaw comes in certain areas. And so what a lot of these guys will do is they will do a 10% discount if you prepay your cleaning, but they collect the money in February. Okay. They send out letters and emails and all that shit at the end of January and the whole month of February, money is coming back and landing in the mailbox. Okay. And so at a time of year when a lot of contractors don't have any fucking money in the bank, they're putting money in the bank. Okay. But the one thing that needs to be clear is, guys, their maintenance services, they're making 60, 70, 75% gross profit on it. So they can afford a 10% prepaid discount to get on the calendar. Okay. It's a very strategic thing. And I'm not going to go into it a whole lot here today. So I'm going to share some reasons why I think you should avoid discounts the way most of y'all do them. All right. And the first is that you give the wrong impression. And I just believe it hurts your positioning unless you want to be known as the cheap guy. And that's fine. You know, Walmart wants to be known as the cheap guy. If you want to be known as the cheap guy, that's fine. But most contractors I talk to talk about how they want to do high-end work and they want to work for, you know, higher end clientele that have money and all this other shit. When you discount, like I said, you are shining a light on where you're planting your flag as a company. Okay. And I just think that's a bad idea. If your goal is to be a higher end company that adds massive value, makes great profits and this and that, don't position yourself as a company that leads with discounts. Okay. Second thing that I want to talk about here is when you discount, you then as a salesperson become price focused and you think this will help. You think it'll help your closing rate. And you think that, you know, advertising these discounts is going to get the phone to ring a lot more and all this other bullshit. And it doesn't, just so you know, we have the data, we've run tests and shit like that. So you're price focused as a sales first person versus being motive focused. Okay. Remember, people buy for their reasons, not ours. In fact, most of the discounting happens as a contract in the contracting world because the contractor's got head trash around what they're pricing. around money. Okay. And they haven't dug in their sales process, their pre-qualification process, like we teach in our Shin Fu method, is to really dig into the motive. And so when you're just, when you're price focused and you're discounting and doing all this other shit, it's just about the math at this point. Okay. So without communicating your value through understanding their motive and connecting with them, you're just making it about the money. And the truth is most consumers of any product or service, money is way further down the list than most of us think it is. Usually, you know, when so a salesperson doesn't get a job, they go, yeah, they told me I was too expensive. That's really code for, I didn't trust you. I didn't think you could meet my needs. I don't think you understood me or whatever. So the customer just throws the old, yeah, it's just more money than we want to spend excuse out there, when really it was a bunch of other things that were motive focused. Okay. Next reason I think discounts are a bad idea is based in this. We typically hang out with people that are like us. So if I'm attracting people with discounts, who are they hanging out with? Who are they going to be referring me to? More people that want discounts. Okay. The last thing I want a customer of mine, a client of mine, to ever say to somebody when they're referring my business is, oh, you need to call these guys. They're cheap. All right. So it's, again, this is just where I'm at. I believe, and I've seen this over time, that the people that I've discounted to, and we listen, I've done thousands of projects through my lifetime. And I can tell you that, actually, I'll give you guys a little data here real quick. We tracked our leads and sales through the years, and I could filter all the leads that came in that we offered a discount on. And guys, first of all, our closing rate was lower than our normal closing rate. Let that sink in a minute. A lot of guys think, oh, if I lower my prices, I'll sell more. You will not. Okay. And the second thing is those jobs that we did get from referrals or from people that were that we discounted and we got those jobs, our gross profit was lower on those jobs, not just because our price was lower and our costs were the same, which I'm going to get to in a minute here. But those people were more of a pain in the ass. Okay. They were just cheap-minded people in most cases. And then the third element of that is those people that we did work for that we discounted, the referrals they gave us, we had the same problems, same lower closing rate, all that other shit, because, you know, we hang with people that are like us. So you really got to ask yourself, what do I want to build going forward in my business as far as referrals? And discounting is not the way to attract the type of referrals that you want. I said I was going to talk about the profit here a minute. So guys, discounting is a terrible idea because it hurts your profit. You are in business to make a profit. Let me say it again. You're in business to make a profit. You're not in business to keep your guys busy. You're not in business to be fair to your customers and all this other bullshit we tell ourselves about our pricing. Okay. You are in business to make a profit. There are other things that are important, certainly. Okay. That we can talk about. But the number one goal of a business is to make a profit, and a profit needs to be as high as it can possibly be. Okay. When you discount, it hurts your profit because what if you have a callback? What if you have somebody who's a slow pay or a no pay? Okay. These things add up. When you discount and you don't have high enough profit, you actually hurt your ability to stand behind your work and build a better brand and a better name for yourself. You make it harder to provide a better experience for your customers because you're looking to get out of that job as fast as you can and get to the next one to collect some more money because you didn't charge enough on this one. Okay. So let me give you an example here. If your regular price on something is $10,000 and you know, here in the fight, we talk about a 50% gross profit. If your regular price is $10,000 and you produce that work at a 50% gross profit, you sell it at a 50%, you'll have $5,000 left. Now, I want you to bear, I know this is not visual right now, so this is kind of hard. So if your monthly overhead is 20 grand, meaning your salary and your shop rent, and your marketing and all that other shit, I'm not talking, you know, your guys in the field, because that's not your monthly break-even point, okay? But what you have to keep is 20 grand a month to pay all the bills of the business after the field is paid and the materials and the cost of goods. That means if I have a regular job of 10 grand and I'm keeping 5 grand in gross profit because I priced it appropriately, I only need to do 4 jobs a month to hit my break-even point or to keep that 20 grand. But if you just give a 10% discount in that on that same job and you sell it for $9,000, the job still costs you, okay? The job still costs you $5,000 to produce it. So instead of $5,000 of gross profit, you got $4,000 of gross profit. Now to keep the same $20,000 break-even point in the month, instead of doing four jobs, you got to do five jobs. So you actually need to sell more work to keep the same break-even money. And I know this is hard because for a lot of you guys that struggle with the math, because you're hearing my voice right now, okay? But the bottom line here, guys, is when you discount, your job costs stay the same. When you discount a job, do your employees go, oh, hey, boss, you discounted the job. We're going to work for cheaper on this one so the company can make money. Okay, if that's ever happened in the history of mankind, I'd be shocked. Okay. And so when you're discounting, you're only pulling fucking money out of your own pocket and you're making it harder for you to break even. We're not even talking about making a profit. Okay. Those little 10% discounts, that little $125 discount, that $500 discount, guys, compounded over the month and over the year is pretty damn expensive. All right. So that's that. And the last reason I want to share with you why I think discounts are a terrible idea. It's harder to build a strong team when you're discounting. See, discounts mean, in the example I just gave a minute ago, that your profit is lower. And let me say something else on the profit thing. A lot of contractors are like, well, I'll discount, but I'll make it up in volume. Okay. Contracting is a contact sport. Okay. There's a lot of things that need to go right on a contracting job, a construction job, a paint job, whatever. We are not a software company, guys. You're not a software company where you can build something and it lives out there forever and people subscribe and you can offer big discounts and it doesn't really cost you anymore to deliver the thing or the software or whatever. And you go, I'll make it up in volume. Okay. That doesn't happen in contracting. Now, if you're a manufacturer and you're selling fucking windows and it's a product created in a controlled environment and you got a great CFO who's a math whiz and all this other shit, okay, then volume could work. In very few cases in the actual trades does I'll make it up in volume ever make sense, okay? So I didn't want to forget to tell you guys that. But listen, when you discount, you don't have enough money left to invest into building a stronger team. And the number one problem that most of you have right now is finding people. Hands down, that's what I'm hearing. And I've been hearing it for a long time. When you discount, it's harder to recruit. It's harder to train your existing team to get better and to create the type of culture and environment that they want to stay because they feel that their needs are being met. It's harder to afford top talent when you're discounting. So guys, like I said before, very few can discount with success. So instead of discounting, here's some things that I want to leave you with that I would encourage you to do instead of discounting. Number one, build your brand. Okay, commit to building your brand and being intentional about how you want to position yourself. Number two, get more leads. Okay, you will not have the temptation to discount and be a little discount bitch. Okay. When you have a shit ton of leads to pre-qualify, more leads always means we're bolder in our sales process. And it's much easier to walk away. There's, you know, a saying that we've said for years in our sales academy. You want to market like your next meal depends on it. And you want to sell like you're independently wealthy. Okay. So build your brand, position yourself, get more leads. Next thing, learn to sell. Many of you are getting yourself into a situation where you have to discount, okay? Or where you offer a discount or you discount to get the work, and it ends up costing you a lot of money and headaches and shit like that, like we just made the case for, when in reality, you would have made a lot more money if you just invested in sales training. And listen, I'm the biggest fan. I always tell you guys all the time, be your own biggest fan. So I'd be a total hypocrite if I told you right now that I didn't think, if I didn't say, join the fucking CSA, join our bridge program. Guys, it's $300 a month. Some of you guys are discounting your work more than $300 a month. In the example I just gave you about keeping $5,000 after a job or keeping $4,000 after a job, imagine learning how to, instead of, you know, selling a job for $9,000, you can sell the job for $10,000 You just paid for the fucking CSA for 3 months on one job. And so learn to sell. And then finally, learn how to produce the work at your numbers. Job costs, know what it truly costs you. Be a master of your own math. Guys, when you do that, when you build your brand intentionally and you position yourself, you get a shit ton of leads, you learn to sell, and you produce the work at what you planned on producing it at, your need for discounting is going to totally go out the door because you're going to build one hell of a strong business. So guys, I appreciate you hanging out with me here today. I know I mentioned the Contractor Sales Academy a couple times today. I want to give you a resource. We got a cool download for you to help you spot a cheap prospect before they waste your time. Okay. So, because if you learn how to spot the cheap bastards that are out there that want to waste your time and have you itemize bids and, you know, reduce your price and all this other bullshit, if we can help you eliminate that, you'll have a much stronger business. Since we got a free guide there for you. Some cool things for you. So go to contractorsalesacademy.com/cheap and we'll show you how to eliminate cheap prospects from your life. Okay. Which will in turn reduce the temptation to discount. So listen, you guys are awesome. Appreciate you being here with me today. Guys, trust me on this. Discounting is rarely a good idea for a contracting business. Creates a bunch of other problems that you don't anticipate. And I can just tell you, when you learn to do the things that we talked about here in the end, building the brand and all that other stuff, learning to sell, the game changes pretty fast and pretty radically. Appreciate you guys. Have a great day. And we'll talk to you next time.